You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
Halos 20,000 tao ang gumagamit ng Australian Sign Language, o mas kilala sa tawag na Auslan, upang makipag-usap kada araw. Iniimbitahan ang mga nakakarinig na komunidad ng isang cafe sa Victoria na tumatakbo gamit lamang ang Auslan na makibahagi habang binibigyan ang mga hindi nakakarinig na estudyante ng pagkakataon na makakuha ng mga praktikal na kasanayan at kwalipikasyon. Narito ang buong detalye ng ulat ni Jennifer Scherer na isinalin sa wikang Filipino. Marahil sila na nga ang pinakatahimik na cafe sa Melbourne. Nakabase sa Victorian College for the Deaf, ang Trade Block Cafe ay pinapatakbo lamang ng Australian Sign Language o kilala sa tawag na Auslan. Hinihikayat ang mga customer na mag-order gamit lamang ang isang sign language app na maa-access sa pamamagitan ng isang tablet sa kanilang counter. Layo ng cafe na basagin ang mga hadlang sa komunikasyon at diskriminasyon. Sinabi ng tagapamahala ng cafe na si Nicole McRae, pinapahintulutan ng cafe ang mga estudyante na maging komportable habang natututo ng mga kasanayan sa hospitality.
This is a kind of a deaf space, and the hearing customer is on the outer, and they've got to come and they've got to step out of their comfort zone, and they've got to feel inadequate or, you know, and break down those barriers themselves. And our students and staff are really empowered because they're the ones who are showing them how to use the app and teaching them the signs, and they're utilizing their language in their space.
Sa pamamagitan ng isang Auslan interpreter, sinabi ng Year 10 student na si Precious Dennis, ikinalulugod niya ang makakita at makarinig ng mga customer na sumusubok gamitin ang Auslan.
I love when hearing people come and they are involved and they learn. They are immersed in this culture and they understand about deafness and equality.
Sa pamamagitan din ng isang tagasalin, sinabi ng 17 anyos na si Dilpreet Kaur, bihira siyang makipag-usap sa nakakarinig na komunidad, ngunit dahil sa Trade Block Cafe, ay mas may interaksyon na siya sa mga tao ngayon.
I like the teamwork involved. I like the communication. How lots of customers are included. There's new challenges.
Sinabi ng 18 taong gulang na Pinoy na si Rafael Villamer, sa pamamagitan ng isang tagasalin, natuto siya ng Auslan pagkatapos ito lumipat sa Darwin noong 2011.
I had hearing aids from the age of about 6. It was good, but I didn't feel like I heard much. I kept going and stayed positive. I went to school, but it was just the hearing community, and I was the only deaf person. So it was quite isolating.
Lumipat si Rafael sa Melbourne upang pumasok sa Victorian College of the Deaf. Sinabi niya, dito niya naramdaman na tanggap siya.
My brother and my friends didn't want to communicate with me because they would speak Filipino and I am deaf. So I would go straight home alone. Here I am, more independent. I meet so many people, I make appointments and I have lots of mates.
Sinabi ng tumatayong assistant principal ng Victorian College for the Deaf na si Amanda Joyce, binibigyang lakas ng cafe ang mga estudyante at marami sa kanila ang nakahanap ng trabaho sa industriya ng hospitality pagkatapos makapagtapos ng pag-aaral.
They get to try in a really safe place in a supported environment. So it's sort of like just, it's a step out of school and a step towards employment. So a step to understanding what working all day feels like, developing all those things like confidence, assertiveness, teamwork and, time management, stress management, all those kinds of things. So incidents will occur and then we problem solve on the spot.
Thank you.
sbs.com.au.